You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens start to get ready for the Vikings on Sunday, on Wednesday for their game on Sunday. The Ravens coming off a game where Derrick Henry got him over 100 yards, but man, it was not the prettiest 100 yards. And the Vikings are coming off a game where they held Sonic the Knuckles to 65 yards. So how are we feeling about the Ravens' run game? They got everybody back, and still it wasn't a work of art, and now they take them on a Vikings team that seemed to do a good job against the run yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's two primary areas of concern with this team, and unfortunately they're both in the trenches. And we opened the show talking about the trade deadline. We'll continue to discuss the trade deadline. And a lot of the focus on the trade deadline is on the defense, because the defense is pretty poor by, you know, a lot of key metrics, stopping the run and generating a pass rush, chief among them. But, I think you can't get carried away that, oh, well, this guy ran for 100 yards or this guy did this or this guy did that. They have been an inefficient team running the football. They have struggled to establish the run game in the first half of games, and they have really struggled to be efficient in the run on early downs. When people know they're going to run, except for garbage time when they have big leads, they've honestly had difficulty being as consistent or dynamic as they'd want to be running the football. I think a lot of that comes from the offensive line, obviously. Mm. Getting Lamar back, getting Ricard back helps, but I don't think that this immediately becomes a strength for them or anything close to what it was in years past. And I don't think they're getting back to what it was in years past, but I will be fascinated to see how much, you know, they explicitly or implicitly acknowledge this by the transactions they do or don't make in the next day.
Yeah, I think Sunday's game is a lot more interesting given the fact that they just upset the Lions yesterday, talking about the Vikings. But yeah, also, as you mentioned, Ken, they were able to shut down the Lions' rushing attack. And the Vikings' run defense had been pretty leaky up until that point. They're a bottom half of the league still in every category when it comes to running the football.
They completely punked the Lions at the line of scrimmage coming off a bye at home in the same way the Lions did to the Ravens.
Yes.
And again, that whatever, that property, you know, A, B does not equal C. Like,
it's also a divisional game. Which
doesn't always apply.
Yeah.
But you heard Dan Campbell talk after the game.
No.
That really hasn't happened to the Lions at home since they turned the corner.
Yeah.
Not like that.
No.
Where Jared Goff is like a doe-eyed buffoon and doesn't understand the blitz, and their offensive line, which admittedly in Detroit is beat up right now, is absolutely submerged by a Vikings team that, if last time we saw them, if Justin Herbert wanted to throw for 500 yards against them, he could have. So, yeah, I think you need to take all that into account. And the reality for the Baltimore Ravens is no matter what they do to try to help their defense, this is not going to be a very good defense this year. And if they can't control the ball on the ground against quality opponents, they're not going anywhere. And I'm not sure, again, even with Lamar back and even with Ricard back, that they're going to be able to dictate tempo and dictate physicality through the run game anywhere to the degree they'd like.
Vikings got Van Ginkle back for that game yesterday, and I'm not saying one guy makes a defense, but they're definitely a different defense with that guy on the football field.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Looked like a team that was fighting to save their season. I know we'll hear some Viking sound, talk a little bit more about that game as we move forward. And look, you know, how much is Lamar ready, willing, and able to do to take this run game to the next level himself? And how much of a process is that? And he wasn't 100%, right? No. And I bought Samuel May, hook, line, or sinker. Like, he doth protest too much about just how ready to go he was for that Thursday night. Like, what's in the back of his mind? I don't know.
Then there's also the short yardage debacle, which has been a season-long issue for the Ravens. And first down conversion rate on runs, 1 to 3 yards to go, 42 qualifying running backs. Derrick Henry is 42nd in football. And I know Pat Ricard just came back, and you'd like to think that that would be better. But even in the two games that we've seen, it's still been a complete mess.
Yes. Yeah, they've got a lot of work to do in that regard, and they seem very reticent to change up their five-man unit, and perhaps they think the answers aren't within. Maybe the answer, at least at one guard spot, is somewhere else in this league.
Yes.
Maybe they do more than one thing. But if they don't add to this offensive line, and if Nopum really is the next man up at left tackle, and if they're going to ride with this group of guards, I think they may regret that, like they must regret some of the many things they opted not to do through a long offseason.
So, Jason, let me ask you, and you talked about transitive properties, and it's weird to do this, but I will ask you a question. How much do you glean? Because the other factor is it's a divisional game, and divisional games are Lions-Vikings. That gets goofy sometimes. How much do you glean from what you saw yesterday by the Vikings to then look at what we may see on Sunday?
I think Brian Flores is a pretty good coach, and I was really surprised at the unmasking of Brian Flores' defense the last couple of weeks. And yes, they're down some players, but that what was going on wasn't acceptable to anybody there. And look, they played. I wasn't sure what they thought of their young quarterback either, and they fought so hard not to play him. It had me thinking, well, something must not look great at practice. Like, something must not be great in the meeting rooms. And then the players know that stuff as well. So I wondered if the players thought they might be getting sent to the Wolves here against the Lions team. And it turned out to be just the opposite. So I think the Vikings are looking at the standings right now saying, why not us?
Why not? Look, hats off to the Vikings, the coaching staff, across the board. I was one of those dummies. One of my best bets was the Lions to cover that big spread. Yeah. I thought they were going to beat the hell out of the Vikings. And J.J. McCarthy and just how poor he looked prior to the injuries and all of that. So hats off to the Vikings for that performance.
By the way, as an aside, the Lions gave away, and I didn't know teams did this during football season.
It was a bobblehead.
It was not only a bobblehead, it was the Amon-Ra St. Brown where he was on his head. So the legs. Legs bobbled.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really cool bobblehead. It's the one where he's on his head, and the legs are doing the bobbling, which is pretty cool. I didn't know football teams gave away bobbleheads. I know that during a baseball season, you have all these weird giveaways. And
owner bobbleheads?
Yeah, you know, throwing out hats and stuff like that. So I know there are bobbleheads for baseball. I didn't know football teams were giving bobbleheads. Hey, Ben, can I give away this gift card? Is that cool? You good with that? Yeah, okay. 410-583-1057. You just won a $50 Barrel House Live gift card. 410-583-1057. That is a bonus. You get to talk to Beltway Ben, who tomorrow we're going to hear more about this whole
It got
Wendy's
wacky
thing.
At Wendy's.
Yeah,
man.
I can't wait because I heard it was a packed house to see Beltway Ben Hall at the Wendy's grand opening. But coming up next, we'll get more into this Vikings team. We'll hear some sound post-game. Vikings beat the Lions, and what were they saying afterwards? We'll hear it next. Here on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.